Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Welcome again to Grand Central. Listeners on Joy Radio, I hope your day is going well. And as you take a few minutes with us today, I just hope and pray that you find something extra meaningful for you today. And I'm wishing you a really happy new year with lots of new beginnings and things to be excited and hopeful about. It's been kind of fun to grow the show. Some of you are getting used to what this is about and how we use this little 15 minutes. And we pray it's a blessing. Of course, it's for grandparents. I mean, it's called Grand Central. But the idea is that if you just happen to have this station on already, that you might hear something that's really cool that still applies to you as well. And today, I imagine that might be easy to do. In fact, for the next few episodes, I have a good friend with me today. It's an honor to introduce my special guest and truly a dear friend of many years, Paul Robertson. Good morning, Paul.
Thank you, Tim.
Or good afternoon, I should say. How are things going in your world? Are you just in the middle of a move, right?
I just sold my house last night, so I'm feeling much more relaxed this morning.
Wow.
Yeah. And
people out in Hamilton area will be glad to know they're getting one more, right? You're moving that direction.
Moving out to Waterdown.
Beautiful. Congratulations. Moving is a stressful thing.
Amen.
So Paul and I have known each other for decades, in fact, and I work with Youth Unlimited. Those of you who have been listening know that that's my history. I started there when I was 22 years old. But I want you to get to know Paul. He's a staff worker and, again, a dear friend. Paul, my hope is that we're going to have you for a few different episodes here in a row, which is kind of fun. We're going to get into some great stuff that you've done that. But I'm also trying to tell my listeners and kind of, if I do it on air, then maybe it seems more concrete, like more than just a handshake. I'm hoping you can be a frequent guest that like in weeks and months ahead that we can come in and just get some of your expertise.
I'm happy to help you, Tim, in any way.
That's beautiful. Okay. So, if we're going to have Paul on for a number of shows at different times, in particular if you're listening next week and the week after, one of the things we'll want to do is get to know him. We did this, the very first episode I did, Paul, is kind of like just an introduction of me and the show. What is this about and who am I and why would a guy who's got like one grandchild who's 4 years old think he can have the audacity to have a show about grandparenting? But I talked about, you know, my backtracking to my work with homeless youth and the number of grandparents I encountered that entered in, and also the idea that I'm a facilitator and that we are from an organization that for years has seen parents as vital to shaping youth culture, of course, but we haven't fully entered into grandparenting, and we're the largest Canadian Christian youth agency. So for us to stand up and say we see grandparents as vital to youth culture is a big statement in and of itself. So we want to get to know you a bit today, Paul. And can you tell us a bit about your family in particular?
Yeah.
Marg and your family and your grandkids?
Yeah. Well, I married Marg 49 years ago. And she walked by me at university and I said to my roommate, "That's the girl I'm going to marry."
Wow.
I had no idea what her name was. We had a psychology class together, and needless to say, everything worked out the way I thought that it would. We have four boys, four grown sons. We had four boys in less than 6 years. Every other year, whether we needed them or not, they just kept showing up at the house. And they now, amongst those four, we have five grandsons and two granddaughters, and they range from 3 to 16, almost 17 years old. So,
right.
We're at the school of grandparenting in a very real way, and it's a lot of fun.
Wow. So you are a specialist in grandparenting, I know you're speaking more and more to grandparenting groups. Yeah. I just heard you in Welland a couple of weeks ago, but So, you know, part of our journey is, boy, it's a big difference between grandparenting a 3-year-old and a 16-year-old, 12-year-old, 10-year-old. I mean, there are all these different stages, but you've got it all going on. So you're able to look at the big picture of this.
We have the whole range.
And 7 grandkids is a lot. So any of my, let's see, any of the listeners who've known me from other things, perhaps some of my books or some of the speaking I've done before, know that one of my big loves is rock music. Paul, jeepers. There's a story about Paul, for those of you listening. If you know who Marilyn Manson is, Paul Robertson and I went to a Marilyn Manson concert together as a youth specialist and as a guy who listened to rock music. I was doing some panel stuff that week for Much Music.
Yeah, and I might add, I was 53 years old at the time.
Paul was,
which always begged the question, what does a 53-year-old man wear to a Marilyn Manson concert? So I went with black golf shirt, black golf pants, and black flip-flops, and they could still tell I was a 53-year-old man.
Yeah, well, during that goth era, so many of them were dressed in full regalia of what they had. So, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So anyway, my love for rock music. So I'm a grandparent who plays in a rock band and has for years and stuff. I kind of Googled, Paul, some rock stars to see how many grandkids they have.
Oh.
And you know that Ozzy Osbourne just got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the second time, once with his band, the dark band Black Sabbath, Fathers of Heavy Metal, apparently. Now he's in as a solo artist. Imagine having Ozzy as your grandpa. He's got 5 grandkids. Paul McCartney has 6. I think that number might be larger, but they get more. Roger Daltrey from The Who. Imagine Roger Daltrey is your grandpa. He's got 10 grandkids.
Wow.
But B.B. King, the great blues boy, guess, Paul, he died in 2015 at age 89. He's rumored to have how many grandkids? Take a guess.
41.
Over 50.
Oh.
If you Google B.B. King, it says he's rumored to have over 50 grandkids. That's like shocking. Okay. For our listeners here on Joy Radio, who would be a real rock star to them? I don't mean necessarily music-wise, but in a sense of who this person is. Billy and Ruth Graham. They have 19 grandchildren. I mean, he's passed now, but had 19 grandchildren, 44 great-grandchildren, 6 great-great-grandchildren. Let me get that right again. 19 grandchildren, 44 great-grandchildren, 6 great-great-grandchildren. Can you imagine that?
That's a lot of Christmas gifts.
As soon as I thought 44 grandchildren, I thought, yeah, and you expect Billy Graham to give you a good Christmas gift.
Yeah,
I
mean, you'd have to be shopping all year round to get ready for Christmas.
Paul, tell us. So 7, you're still experienced, but you're no Billy Graham is all I'm trying to say here. Hey, Paul, tell us about your ministry and your backstory, your current role at Youth Unlimited.
Yeah, well, I didn't become a Christian until I was 26 years old. It was the first time I heard the gospel. I was teaching high school in Belleville. And 2 weeks later, I got involved as a volunteer with Youth for Christ at the high school I was teaching at. 2 years later, I went full-time with Youth for Christ. That was almost 45 years ago. So 45 plus 5 years of teaching, I've got almost 50 years of working with kids. It's been a great run. I started Highlands Youth for Christ in Orangeville in 1980, came to Toronto in 89 where we first met, and I was actually your boss in quotation marks.
Absolutely.
And then in 1995, I resigned as the executive director in Toronto. We hired a good friend of ours to become the director. I moved into a role as youth culture specialist. And so for the last almost 25 years, I've just specialized in helping parents and youth workers, teachers, better understand today's youth culture. If you better understand their culture, you can build a much healthier relationship with them. Since 2016, I focus solely on screen addictions and how that happens in our kids and in us, and stayed solely focused on that because to me, that's probably the number one issue for not only our kids, but for us and the church. And not a lot is being said about it. And so that's where I spend my time. I don't understand how technology works, but I do understand how our kids get addicted.
Right. Yeah. And you have been called to, like, I mean, you get all kinds of calls from everywhere, internationally everywhere, mm-hmm. to speak to this topic because people are so fearful or curious, mm-hmm. or hoping there's something good somewhere yeah. in the conversation because they only hear the negative about you. Try to bring out the cautions, the good, the bad, everything else,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's so addictive that, you know, I don't understand yeah. why more people aren't aware of how it works. But then again, I'm solely focused on that. So it kind of becomes my pet peeve. But, you know, we, even in the church, have a long ways to go to help our kids have healthier relationships with their screens.
Right.
Because we're losing too many kids walking away from the faith because of all the stuff they're learning online and becoming part of. So anyway, we, along with you at Youth Unlimited Toronto, were flying the banner for Christ, trying to shine a little light in the darkness. You know, my personal mission is the verse which says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. And you hear that part quoted quite a bit, but they forget the last half of the verse, which is rather expose them for what they are. And so my role as youth culture specialist is to help expose what's really going on behind the media and how it shapes our kids and shapes us as parents.
Wow. So, yeah. Vital stuff, yeah. man. Thank you for all yeah. you do, Paul. I don't want to miss out on this. Listeners, if you have a pen or a pencil or something or your device, Paul, do you want to give us your website where if people want to dig in and hear a bit about stuff and see some of your resources?
Yeah, it's simply paulrobertson.ca.
Okay.
Paul Robertson, that's what my mom called me.
Right.
paulrobertson.ca. And there's some teaching videos that we've just put on there. They're in Portuguese, Spanish, French, and English, along with discussion guides called Growing Up in Cyberspace. And you can go in there as a grandparent or a parent or anybody, and it's 11, about 10-minute episodes, and it's an educational video series to help you understand how technology works and how you can play a role in getting your kids to have healthier relationships with their screens.
If people were interested in having you as a speaker or something, do they go through that channel as well?
Just go through the website. There's a way to contact me through the website, either by phone or by email.
paulrobertson.ca.
Correct.
Okay, listen, Paul, we are going to make these shows into several shows because time's up already and we barely got through the things I want to talk to you about. So I'm glad you're going to be a frequent guest and you're going to be here next week. So I'm just going to end with our benediction. We say a benediction, Paul, and it's always the same benediction because we hope each week that a listener might just receive it into their heart or their sensibility, that there might be a word or a phrase in this that speaks to what they need this very week. So thanks for being with us here this Paul this week, and we look forward to having you next week. And to our listeners, I hope you can receive this benediction as you head into the rest of your day. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, my friends, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.